From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attack on the Brussels airport and a metro station. Anna van Warmersch, a spokesperson for the federal prosecutor's office, talks about the process of identifying those killed in the attacks.
So we have 31 bodies taken out of the crime scene. Among those 31, we have the three bombers. So there were 28 bodies left to identify. And from those 28, we've identified 24 of them.
One of the Brussels suicide bombers was linked to the November 13 Paris attacks, in which 130 people died. Turning now to U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic presidential caucuses in the states of Washington and Alaska. Sanders spoke from the campaign trail.
And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win.
Sanders continues to trail former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the delegate count. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she is one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. A local leader said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished and could not give more details about how she and other captives were treated. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces have moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra, recapturing several neighborhoods. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and regional media outlets reported airstrikes and artillery bombardment, saying the waves of explosions hit buildings and smoke could be seen rising from many locations. Palmyra, coined as the bride of the desert, used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. Islamic State took control of the city from government forces in a matter of days in May of 2015 and later demolished many famous Roman-era monuments in the UNESCO World Heritage Site. In his weekly Saturday address, President Obama said he has offered the Prime Minister of Belgium the full array of U.S. support and bringing to justice any terrorist involved in planning or aiding in the Brussels attack. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for those attacks. Mr. Obama said this coming week, when dozens of world leaders come to Washington for a nuclear security summit, they will use the opportunity to also review joint efforts against the IS militants.
They want us to abandon our values and our way of life. We will not. They want us to give in to their vision of the future. We will defeat them with ours, because we know that the future belongs not to those who seek only to destroy, but to those who have the courage to build.
He said another part of the fight against the Islamic State is to be open to the people fleeing the militants' takeover of parts of Iraq and Syria. A prominent Chinese internet activist living in New York says Chinese authorities have detained three members of his family in southern China in a push to find the author of an open letter calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Wen Yunqiao said his parents and younger brother have been missing since Tuesday, days after he says the government harassed his family over his suspected role in circulating the letter. Wen, a vocal critic of Beijing, has denied involvement in the letter, saying he only linked it on his Twitter account after the letter had been published in China. President Xi has mounted a widespread effort to censor internet coverage in China to eliminate opinions that differ from those of the Communist Party leaders. And after a Holy Week blighted by those bomb attacks in Brussels, Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Easter celebrations on Saturday night by urging them not to lose hope in a gloomy world. The Pope condemned terrorists several times during the week and on Good Friday, the services in Rome, saying that followers of religion who carry out such attacks are profaning God's name.
That's the latest world news from VOA.